Alleged voter fraud was a hot topic during the 2016 presidential election. It's still in the news. Last week, President Trump said he would have won New Hampshire if not for thousands of people who allegedly voted illegally. There is no proof for this claim, but on Sunday, Stephen Miller, Trump's White House policy director, told reporters to check with Chris Kobach, the Secretary of State in Kansas. Here's Kobach on CNN.
We will have more information at the end of this month because New Hampshire just joined a 30-state program where we compare data across states.
Kobach's talking about CrossCheck, a massive database that he's used to prosecute six Kansans, on charges of voter fraud. But his critics say he's unfairly going after people who made an honest mistake. Peggy Lowe from Here and Now contributor KCUR reports.
Randall Killian thought he was investing in his new retirement property in Colorado when he received a ballot in the mail in 2012 asking if he would like to legalize marijuana in that state.
When I saw that on the ballot, it's like, oh, wow, that's something I'll never get a chance to vote for again.
Killian mailed the ballot back.
So, bam, I vote on it, vote in Ellis County just like I'd done for 25 years.
That's Ellis County, Kansas. Killian lives there. Problem was, Amendment 64 was a Colorado issue on a Colorado ballot. And then Killian later voted in his home state. Some 4 years later, Killian learned of his mistake when he got a call from a reporter.
And all of a sudden, I'm indicted.
Killian's voting in two states got him caught up in Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach's high-profile crusade against voter fraud. It also brought to light Kobach's Interstate Cross-Check program. It's a database that holds voting records for 30 states, centralized in Kansas and run by Kobach. The system is used to look for people who are registered to vote in two states. The goal is to help state officials keep voter rolls clean. Caught in CrossCheck's crosshairs, the 63-year-old Killian pleaded no contest to a misdemeanor and paid the $2,500 fine.
Now I'm the poster boy for voter fraud, not only in Kansas, but out throughout the country.
Despite recent false claims from President Trump on Twitter, it's actually not illegal to be registered to vote in two states. In fact, it happens all the time when people move or, say, own property in two places. But it is illegal to vote in two states during the same election. That's what Killian did.
I voted in Colorado. I voted in Kansas. I did what I'm accused of doing.
Now, this very rarely happens. Several studies show double voting accounts for less than a tenth of a percent of all votes cast in a typical general election. But that hasn't stopped Kobach from claiming that double voting is widespread. Here's Kobach in a 2015 conversation with KCUR reporter Sam Zeff.
One of the easiest is voting in two different states. It is almost impossible to stop that. 125,000 Kansans are registered in another state, or they were Kansans and are now living in the other state.
How do you know that?
Because we have an interstate cross-check program.
Kobach has refused several interview requests for this story, but we do know that he has compiled a database that holds records on half of all registered voters in the country. Kobach offers cross-check free to states.
It all sounds great. The difficulty is created by how the matches are done.
Mark Johnson is a Kansas City attorney who has battled Kobach in court. Johnson says the cross-check program is too simplistic, checking registrations only by first name, last name, and date of birth. Even Kobach's office admits that the system is rife with, quote, false positives and not double votes. Mark Johnson.
He's grandstanding. He has used this minimal number of prosecutions in a way that I think is inappropriate. He has forced these people to plead guilty to crimes, to pay fines, to hire lawyers.
He's the ACLU's worst nightmare because he knows the Constitution and fights to keep them from making confetti of it. He's Chris Kobach, and this is the Chris Kobach Show.
Kobach has a Sunday night show on a Kansas City AM station, and he's received a lot of attention since Donald Trump tapped him as an advisor on voter fraud and immigration. Kobach also continues to tout the six convictions he's won so far on double voting, all found in CrossCheck. And he maintains that undocumented immigrants are behind the massive voter fraud, but he's offered no proof. So far, Kobach has convicted one male Democrat, one Republican woman, and four older Republican men like Randall Killian.
I just want to say that I have nothing against Chris Kobach. I think he made a promise to the Kansas people that that's what he was going to do.
Killian gets upset talking about the charges, especially since he had a spotless record, not even a parking ticket. He talked to KCUR because he says he wants people to know his side of the story, something Kaulbach never sought.
He was able to see what he wanted to see and felt like he could make a case which would enhance his opportunity for political advancement.
Out thousands of dollars to pay an attorney, Killian says he pleaded no contest because he couldn't afford to spend more to fight the charges. He doesn't want to say how he voted on Colorado's marijuana law. In fact, he will only say that he doesn't vote at all anymore. And he's not registered to vote anywhere. For Here and Now, I'm Peggy Lowe.